And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of October, 2014. It was on this day, Boston, 1846, the first operation with a patient under anesthesia was performed. It was at Massachusetts General Hospital. The ether administered by Dr. William Morton and the surgeon, Dr. John Warren, removed a tumor from a young man's jaw. It's the birthday of the man who said, "We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking up at the stars." Oscar Wilde, born Dublin, 1854. When he was 27, he left on a lecture tour of North America, New York, Pennsylvania, Boston, Topeka, Des Moines, Houston, St. Paul, San Francisco, dozens of other cities. He lectured to coal miners in Colorado. That was where he saw a sign on a saloon that said, "Please do not shoot the pianist, he is doing his best." Went back to Europe, settled in London, had two children with his wife Constance, and then in 1891, Oscar Wilde fell in love with 22-year-old Alfred Douglas. And in the few years after meeting Douglas, Oscar Wilde had a very productive period. He wrote his novel The Picture of Dorian Gray and his plays A Woman of No Importance and The Importance of Being Earnest. It's the birthday of Eugene O'Neill, born in New York City, 1888. His father was an actor, and the boy went on tour with his father month after month. He said, "As a boy, I saw so much of the old ranting, artificial, romantic stage stuff that I always had a sort of contempt for the theater." And then when he was 18, he saw the Russian actress Alan Asimova star in Ibsen's Hedda Gabler. It ran for 32 performances, and O'Neill went to 10 of them. He went on to write 50 plays, including Desire Under the Elms, The Iceman Cometh, and Long Day's Journey into Night. And it's the birthday of Noah Webster, born in West Hartford, Connecticut, 1758. He was a teacher, and he was offended by how terrible schools were at the time. Too many students, and the teachers underpaid, and the buildings in terrible condition. He came out with a speller which taught American spelling so that you spelled center E-R instead of R-E, and plow was spelled P-L-O-W instead of P-L-O-U-G-H. And then an American Dictionary of the English Language, in which he introduced American words that had never appeared in a dictionary before, words like skunk and chowder and squash. He was a great promoter of his own books, went on tours, wrote press releases, and gave lectures. Here's a poem for today by Carol Ann Duffy, entitled Prayer. Some days, although we cannot pray, a prayer utters itself. So a woman will lift her head from the sieve of her hands and stare at the minim sung by a tree, a sudden gift. Some nights, although we are faithless, the truth enters our hearts, that small familiar pain. Then a man will stand stock still, hearing his youth in the distant Latin chanting of a train. Pray for us now. Grade one piano scales console the lodger looking out across a Midlands town. Then dusk, and someone calls a child's name as though they named their loss. Darkness outside, inside the radio's prayer. Rockall, Malin, Dogger, Finisterre. A poem by Carol Ann Duffy, Prayer, from her collection Meantime, published by Anvil Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.